This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The pharmaceutical industry as it exists today is a giant fraudulent racket. It's a joke.
The Health Ranger Report.
It's not based on real science. They don't help people. They make people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is a breaking news alert following the attempted mass execution of Republicans at a softball game in Virginia early this morning by a deranged left-wing Bernie Sanders supporter who was radicalized by the left-wing media, which has been pushing nothing but hatred and violence and death, calling for the death of President Trump. You know, we've got a Kathy Griffin out there holding up a severed, bloodied head of Trump and thinking that's funny. We've got the New York Times sponsoring a theatrical performance in New York City that depicts the mass stabbing and killing of President Trump. You've got reporters for the LA Times and other papers openly tweeting that they hope Trump is killed. It is this kind of rhetoric and narrative of the insane, delusional left-wing media that is radicalizing citizens to commit mass murder, to attempt these mass political executions. This guy, what's his name? By the way, we're covering this in detail at naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. So go to naturalnews.com to get the latest on this. But the shooter has been identified as James T. Hodgkinson. He is maybe a middle-aged white guy, a former home inspector, a Bernie Sanders supporter who had posted content online about how he needs to destroy Trump and co. And his quote is that Trump has destroyed our democracy. It's time to destroy Trump and co. And he posted that he wants Bernie to win the White House, and Bernie is a progressive while Hillary is a Republican light. So this is a hardcore left-wing Bernie Sanders supporter who says that Hillary Clinton isn't left-wing enough for him. And he picked up a rifle and opened fire on Republicans at a softball game. And as he was walking toward that group, he asked somebody, this is now being widely reported, he asked somebody, is this a game of Republicans or Democrats? And he got the answer that they were Republicans. So then he opened fire. Now, Representative Steve Scalise, a Republican, of course, was shot reportedly in the hip. He's doing okay. He's in surgery at the time that I'm recording this. He's expected to be just fine, but obviously injured. Senator Rand Paul was on the scene, and he was able to take cover and avoid being shot and to give a very level-headed report about this event after the fact, by the way. There were others who were shot. A congressional staffer was reportedly shot in the chest. It's not known his condition, and I believe one or two members of Capitol Hill Police or Capitol Police were also shot, but they returned fire, and they injured and perhaps even killed the shooter. We're not sure yet whether the shooter has been killed. It was said that he was taken into custody. That could be, it could mean that he's already dead and taken into custody, but he was definitely shot and stopped by men with guns. So it's men with guns who saved the day and prevented the mass executions and the mass murder that was being attempted by this insane, radical, left-wing Bernie Sanders supporter who hates Trump and who was clearly radicalized by all of the hate-filled left-wing media. And that's who is complicit in this attack. It's the New York Times. It's the Washington Post. It's CNN, MSNBC. It's the late-night comedy shows that are pushing nothing but hatred and violence. Just vile anti-America narratives. They target Republicans. They depict Republicans as evil. They radicalize gullible individuals into picking up weapons and attempting to mass murder their political enemies. This is why I'm concerned that the Civil War may have begun in America. And the Civil War, I mean, this is now a kinetic assault on our lawmakers. And I don't care where you stand politically, whether you're on the left or the right, shooting lawmakers is not the way to resolve issues and run a society. that is not the answer. Even if you vehemently disagree with what Republicans are doing, shooting them at a freaking softball game is not the way to resolve your differences with them. But that's what the left now believes. The left is full of hatred and violence. They are seething, deranged lunatics. They have been driven to this violence by the media, by the late-night comedy shows, by Kathy Griffin holding up the decapitated head of Donald Trump, by the theater, the mass stabbing of Trump in the New York City theater. These people, it's like they're Manchurian candidates now, being programmed by the left-wing media to carry out these mass shootings, and this has got to stop. I mean, as much as I disagree with even Hillary Clinton, who I see as a criminal, I have never called for violence against her. I've called for her arrest and prosecution with a fair trial. You know, that is the only appropriate way to deal with political, you know, political opponents. You don't agree with them. Well, at most, you could say you think they should be arrested. You think they should be held to a trial, a fair trial, where you have evidence discovery, where you have arguments from both sides, where they have a defense lawyer, and so on. That is how our justice system works. You cannot just pick up a rifle and open fire on your political enemies. That is not a republic. That's not a democracy. That is a violent regime. That is a coup attempt. That's war. That's civil war. And that's the point that we have reached in this country right now. Sadly, we are there now. The first shot of America's new civil war has just been fired, and it wasn't one shot. It was like 50 or 60 shots, according to Senator Rand Paul, who was there. He said at least 50 shots were fired. And the left is cheering this, and it's sick. If you go on Twitter right now and look at this, left-wing, insane left-wingers are cheering this. They love the fact that Republicans were shot with a gun. They love that fact. They are sick. They are demented. They are insane. They're delusional. They're full of rage and hatred and violence. And they love to see the blood of Republicans spilled on the soil of Virginia. They love it. And that is how sick they have become. And that describes the danger that they have become to this society, to all liberty, to our entire system, our structure of society. The left wants to overthrow this country. They want to assassinate all of their political enemies. They want to kill and decapitate and murder everyone that they disagree with. From the students at UC Berkeley calling for violence and the beatdowns of Milo Yiannopoulos or Ann Coulter or other conservative speakers, to the radical New York Times, which is pushing fake news every day, fake news stories. And even when James Comey testifies and shows that their stories were totally fake, they refuse to correct them because they have to keep pushing this narrative of violence and hatred and anger, because that's the business they're in, radicalizing left-wing people in America to commit acts of violence against their Republican senators and congresspeople. And it is insane, and it has got to stop. This is a breaking point for America. And I got to tell you, as an advocate of concealed carry, a Second Amendment supporter, an advocate and defender of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the rule of law, as well as a supporter of law enforcement, I am here to tell you today that we the people, all of us, the police, the armed citizenry, the Republicans, the Capitol Police, we will not stand by and allow our representatives to be slaughtered in open fields, killing fields, by insane, delusional left-wingers who have been radicalized by the left-wing media. We are not going to tolerate this. This is a war that is being declared against us. This is a war being waged against America. This is a war on democracy. This is a war on the Republic. This is an attempt to carry out mass executions of political enemies of the left, which has become deranged, delusional, mentally ill, psychotic. So many of them, including so-called journalists who are just extreme radical anti-American haters, need to be in psychiatric wards. Like Kathy Griffin needs to be in a psychiatric ward. And I could just go down the list. There are so many of these people who are truly insane. and they are infecting the public psyche with their insanity and their hatred and their violence. And this is the result, what we are seeing today, this mass shooting at a softball game in Virginia, a freaking softball game. They're now trying to slaughter their political opponents on a field that's just supposed to be a nice casual game, a get-together among lawmakers to try to chill out a little bit and remember their humanity, remember the simple things in life, because Washington can be so insane all the time. And now these people can't even hit a softball and run the bases and play a game in the sunshine without being assaulted by these radical left-wing insane executioners who are trying to destroy this country and literally murder the lawmakers who make the laws. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. And it's time. We have got to take action through legislation. We've got to condemn the left-wing media for its continued pushing of violence. We have to turn off CNN, unsubscribe from the New York Times, stop reading the Washington Post, turn off MSNBC, reject all of these hate-filled, delusional violence pushers and these fake news so-called journalists who are pushing all of this hatred and pushing the lies and pushing the Russian conspiracy. It's time to turn them off, reject them, and tell them, no, you are the danger to America. You are the ones who are putting lives at risk. You are the ones who are radicalizing these insane left-wingers who are now committing violence and attempted murder, political executions against our lawmakers. You, the irresponsible members of the left-wing media, you are complicit in these attacks, and you are not journalists, you are journo-terrorists. You are complicit in this ramping up of acts of domestic terrorism against our elected lawmakers, because you, the left, you don't respect democracy. You don't respect the outcome of any election unless you win it. You don't respect the rule of law. You don't respect life. You don't respect even unborn life, not to mention adult humans walking around. You don't respect anything other than your own insane power, your delusions, your narratives of hatred and violence. You are the problem in this country, and it is time that we rejected, that all of society rejected your hatred, your violence, your narratives, and your attempt to drag this nation down into a shooting war between left and right, because that's all you know how to do is divide and conquer, and you pit black against white. And Obama exacerbated racial hatred, and you pit Republicans against Democrats. And you try your damnedest at CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post to push out fake news and create these violent, angry narratives and belief systems that are picked up by some of these vulnerable Manchurian candidates who then attempt to commit mass murder. You are complicit in this. I don't know how you go to sleep at night. How do you live with yourself when you act that way? It's unreal. We're going to keep covering this in more detail, of course. God, my heart goes out to those who are injured. My prayers go out to those who have been injured. My prayers go out to the future of this nation. And I am really concerned right now that we're going to see massive bloodshed, that we're going to see blood running in the streets of this country, because you damn leftists have given we the people no other choice but to defend ourselves, defend our nation by invoking the divine right of self-defense against your violence and your insanity and your psychotic delusions. You are driving us to civil war. You are driving us to bloodshed in the streets. And you are sick, demented individuals with a sick narrative driven by sick globalists like George Soros. You are sick people. You don't even deserve to be citizens of this republic, because you reject everything that the republic really stands for, as outlined in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment right to defend ourselves against your insane violence, by the way. I am really I better not say. You're driving us to civil war. That's what you're doing. A civil war that you can't win, by the way, you insane leftist. Don't you know? No, not even going to go there. Follow more news at naturalnews.com or newstarget.com. We're going to continue to cover this story. And again, my prayers go out to all of those who have been injured or perhaps killed by this insane, deranged leftist lunatic who was radicalized by the left-wing media. And I pray that this violence stops, and I pray that we have the courage, the political courage, to take action against these so-called journalists who are left-wing radical extremists, putting all our lives at risk and setting off this civil war. This is unacceptable. We cannot accept this. It's time for this to stop. Thank you for listening. Check out more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. I may bring you more details on this event. God bless America.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.